Hi, friends. Welcome to Sips of Sunshine, the podcast hosted by Amy Ogden. Sips of Sunshine is a place to share inspiration, positivity, and fresh ways of thinking. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy today's episode, please share this sip of sunshine with someone you love. And now, on to today's podcast.
Hey, gang. Welcome to the Lead a Sips of Sunshine podcast. Yay. We made it to number 3. I feel like we're good, man. I feel like we're on a roll. It's funny getting ready to do these podcasts. And by getting ready, I mean sitting on my couch. That's all I do. I just sit on my couch and start talking into a microphone, by the way. But it's so funny because, you know, I think about this like, because I listen to so many podcasts and I think like, what are you doing right now? Like, are you walking your dog or maybe you're commuting to work? It's just so fun to think that at some point in the future, these words are in your, you know, in your space, in the middle or the beginning or the end of your day. And it's just so fun. Anyway, that was like a random side note. But thanks for listening as always. I have a pretty meaty topic today, and I don't want these to become big ol' long, exhausting podcasts. So I'm going to kind of move through it quickly. So if you feel like I'm bouncing a little quicker than would make sense, it's because I don't want to inundate you with like a really long podcast. But I was thinking about the topic for today's podcast, and it was sort of inspired by a conversation I had this weekend with one of my best friends. So my best friend Michelle and I spent Saturday together, and it was just like one of those really random, unplanned, magical New York, you know, days where, I don't know, we just sort of started walking around and we went to Nordstrom Rack and Container Store and Old Navy and just had the best afternoon. And then we went and got lunch at Cafeteria on 7th Avenue. For my new listeners, I live in New York, so that's on 7th Avenue. And it's the restaurant that they filmed where the Sex and the City ladies always had breakfast. It's that restaurant. So, you know, it's so fun. It's so iconic and really great. And it was probably the first like decently warm day. And don't even get me started because it snowed like 24 hours later. But so we sat outside in the sun and it was just great. But anyway, you know, Michelle and I were sitting there at lunch and we were talking, and she is about 13 years younger than me. And, you know, we were talking about all of this, the podcast and the blog and, you know, all these fun things. And I've got some other projects I'm just sort of playing with. And it's just such a fun, creative time. And, you know, we were kind of laughing and she's like, it's just so cool to me that like at 41, like it's almost like you're hitting your stride. And I was like, I know, right? And I think there's this, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I have this idea that, you know, you really like you kill it in your 20s and you really kind of hit your groove in your 30s and your 40s onward, you just sort of, you're at cruising altitude, right? You're just sort of like doing what you're doing, but there's not newness in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. There's not innovation. There's not reinvention. There's not, you know, exciting new ventures. And it's like, says who, right? Like, it's crazy. And so while I've never been the kind of person who really associated my age with that much, you know, I'm not like, well, at 30 you do this or at 40 you do this. You still can't help but like know what your age is and look around you. And so it was just so cool though. We're sitting at lunch and we're just talking about how like, wow, like how neat is it? And if I could time travel back and like tap 23-year-old Amy on the shoulder and be like, oh my God, you're never gonna believe this. You know, guess what 41 looks like? It's just so cool. Cause I promise you, if you had grabbed me at 23 and said, what does 41 look like? I'd be like, I don't know. I'm probably like, you know, I've probably got a couple kids and a job and I don't know, like 9 to 5 and I commute and like, you know, like I wouldn't have dreamed this. So really cool. And so it brought me back to one of my very favorite blog posts, which is, it's called Expectation Versus Reality, A Look Back at 40. And so I posted this on or about my 41st birthday, looking back at the year I was 40. And so I want to share this with you because no matter what age you are or where you are, like if you're 21 and you're listening to this now and you're thinking of yourself maybe at 30 and what might your life look like then, or if you're 30 and you're looking at 35, or even if you're 39 and 40's around the corner and you're just kind of like, whoa, you know, there's a lot of just really cool inspiration here that, like, maybe what you think of as sort of like maybe like where you plateau, in my mind, I guess maybe it was like a plateau, could actually be like your next big, cool, really exciting part of your life. And it never stops, you know, never stops. This isn't a 40 thing at all. This, if you're 80 and listening to this, or 90 or 100 or 16, like, this applies in so many ways. So again, I don't want this to become the longest podcast ever. So we're going to move a little bit through this. But I want to preface by saying, so like last September, this is right now, I'm recording this in April of 2017. So in 2018, sorry. September of 2017, I was turning 41. And so I guess the year before that, I was turning 40. So September of 2016. And when I was about to turn 40, and I've talked about this a little bit, like, it was just kind of a rough time. I'd lost my dad, didn't like my living situation, didn't picture my life like this. So here I was turning 40, thinking it was honestly going to be like a pretty bad year, and sort of just like kind of down about it. And then I hired my life coach, and all of this phenomenal stuff just sort of exploded, this abundance and completion of some things, and a relationship with my mom in a new apartment, and sort of just, it was almost honestly like the clouds just parted and 40 became this amazing year. And that's the year I launched my blog. And I did not go into 40 knowing any of this was coming. I didn't go into 40 knowing that a 20-year broken relationship with my mother would be resolved. I didn't go into 40 knowing that I would launch this blog that would become such a big part of my life. I didn't go into 40 knowing I would end up in my dream apartment on my dream street. Like, I didn't go in knowing any of this was coming. In fact, if anything, I was like, oh man, hope I make it this year. So 40 was an amazing year. And what I want to talk about on today's podcast is not all the amazing things that just happened, because I just named a few of them, but more importantly, some of the lessons I took away from it that I hope you can look at in your life today, tomorrow, 5 years from now. So the first lesson I really learned from my 40th year that ended up being one of the best years I've ever had was that words have power. You know, hiring my life coach was magical for so many reasons. We are just like this incredibly dynamic duo, and somehow I say it and she believes it, and then it happens, and then she says it and I trust her, and then it happens. And like, it's just so freaking cool. Oh my God, I love it. It's like, who knew that the most independent girl in the world would like need a coach? But I love her. So what's so interesting about this, though, is while my coach is fantastic, and by the way, I will be interviewing her on the podcast in the future, so get excited about that. While she's amazing, absolutely is amazing, and I'm bringing her actually back on as my coach this year, keeping that magic going. But yes, she's phenomenal at what she does. But I think even more importantly, words have power, and the discipline and the flow of voicing what I want in my life. You have to understand, working with a coach meant for about an hour a week, I sat on a call and talked about what I wanted in my life, whether it was related to love or fitness or finances or peace of mind or family or whatever. And these were things I wasn't very good at voicing before. I might think about them, or, you know, chat with a friend, but like, I would say the words. And in fact, I can tell you, on one of our very first calls, it had been years since my mom and I had really been as close as we should have been. And that's another story for another podcast. My mom's phenomenal. She was in a situation that made it hard for us to be close at the time. And I had never said the words out loud, I want my mom back in my life. And I said those words, and I'd have to look back at my journal now, but I mean, it was days later that I got a call from my mom, and we were dealing with a 20-year fractured relationship that had gotten worse over time. So your words have power, you guys, and you don't need a coach. You don't need a coach necessarily, or a, you know, a therapist or a counselor, for your words to matter. And so lesson number one is believe in the power of your words. Like, you know that thing you want in your life? Say it, write it down, tell a friend. Just don't keep it to yourself. I promise you, simply the act of saying the words and nothing else will get you leaps and bounds closer to what you want in your life. Lesson number two, your future isn't simply an elongated version of your current situation. You know, I think it's easy sometimes to look at the life you're living right now and just consider your future just kind of a loop of that. You know, well, I guess I'll always be in middle management, or I guess I'll always, you know, live in a small town, or a big city for that matter. You know, I guess I'll always live in New York or whatever. And the honest answer is, like, very likely not. Like, very likely not. It is more likely than anything that your future is actually going to be really different than what your life is now. And more importantly, if there's something going on in your life right now that you feel like you don't have control over, you know, you don't have control over every single thing in your life. You can only control you, your actions. And so maybe there is a situation where you don't feel like you have control over it. Just believe in the miracle of change and know that things do often just simply change on their own. You don't have to necessarily even make them change all the time. But also know that, like, your future can and probably will be very, very different from the life you're living now. And that's amazing in so many ways. You can carry the best things with you and also be excited for the newness. Lesson number three is creating beats consuming. And this is regarding the blog. That was a huge part of my 40th year. I did not go into 40 knowing I would launch a blog. I'd never thought about launching a blog. I didn't, I never knew before I had the blog that I was creative, that I was a good writer. I think some people might kind of, like, slap me through the podcast on this one, because I get, I think people think a good writer just knows they're a good writer. I never knew this until I started blogging, and the words came so easily. I think also when you're writing about something that's just so true to what's on your heart and your mind, you just can't help but write well. But creating is so cool, you guys. Like, until I had the blog and now the podcast, you know, I guess, like, we've never lived in a time where you could be a creator so easily with so few barriers to entry. And so if you have any interest in creating, and it doesn't have to be anything crazy, it could be a you know, a craft or music or going to, I don't even, an open mic night, I don't know, but, like, you know what your creation might be. But if you haven't created something recently, I would love for you just to, like, think about what you might create and just try it. Even if you just try, like going to an open mic night, or going to, you know, a free art class somewhere in your city. Like, I'm just blown away by how fulfilling and rewarding it is to create something that never existed before. Like, how cool is this, right? Like, I look back at the blog and I look at this podcast too, and it's like, these things didn't exist before. And just the knowing that, like, there's something in the world that wasn't here, but it's here now because of me, and that there's something in the world that isn't here, but you could create it. Like, that's really cool. Lesson number four is, with age really does come fewer. I promised myself I wasn't going to cuss on this podcast. So fewer, you know. So this is so cliche, I feel like. I feel like this is really cliche. Like, you know, when people, oh, 40 is the new 20 and you're more self-confident. And, like, okay, sure. Like, it, you know, but there is this, it's just like this peace and this sort of just like, are you kidding me? Who cares about so many things once you hit, at least for me, when I hit 40. And maybe you'll feel this way at 30 or 50 or 60 or 80 or 20. But I'm just blown away by just how much less I care about what people think of me, what's conventionally popular versus what I want to do. You know, I remember in my 20s, you know, succumbing to peer pressure sometimes, and not a lot. I mean, I've always had this phenomenal friend group that was just super cool and authentic, but still, like, look, it happens to all of us. And And now it's like, you know, 9 o'clock on a Friday night, I'll finish dinner with a friend. And then the friend will be like, where should we go now? Like, what bar? And I'm like, I'm going home because I want to watch Dateline. I want to wake up feeling good and I want to go to a spin class. And they're like, oh, this is great. So I don't know, man. You just kind of care less about what other people think. And you also realize no one's really thinking about you that much. Like, you think about you the most that anyone ever thinks about you. Promise. So also, like, trust me when I tell you, people aren't sitting around thinking about you and the outfit you wore or that one thing you said or how many drinks you had at the party. Like, do you? And I promise you, no one even is, like, paying attention. And lesson number five, this is very specific. And I actually don't know if I should say this is a lesson, but more just like, whoa. I haven't really gone into this on the podcast, but if you follow my blog, you know the story. I will do a separate podcast on this because it's podcast worthy. But the very, very high level version is 3 years ago, I walked away from a very luxurious and charmed life in California, moved to a studio in New York City with my entire life packed into about 7 to 9 boxes. There you go. So lesson number five is that everyone should be forced to completely start over once in their life. I think there's something about having to look at every single thing you've chosen to bring into your world, really get real about it, and then decide if it gets to go with you to your next adventure. You get really real about what matters in your life. I promise you guys, I will never spend money like I used to spend it. I will never shop for sport. I will never acquire possessions. I will never fill rooms with stuff like I used to do. There is something phenomenal about almost being forced, and I wasn't forced. This was purely by choice, but like kind of just start over. And so I guess the lesson there that's probably a lot more relatable would be, you know, I'd challenge you, like, look at your life. And is there somewhere in your life that you could sort of clean house and start over? And this could be your garage. It could be a hall closet. It could be that random drawer in the kitchen that's just like everything that you don't know where to put goes in there. But, you know, it doesn't have to be a whole home and an entire life. But look around and just see if there's one area that you're willing to be like, okay, game on. I'm going to go item by item and I'm going to get really real here. And you know, see if you can do it. Like, there is something about lightening up everything in your world, having fewer things. It just feels like freedom and choices and options. And you truly feel lighter. Like, you just feel lighter. So that was just kind of like a random one from 40. So that's, you know what, that's it, you guys. I don't, like I said, I really don't want to drag this one out, but I think the big takeaway from today's podcast, because again, these are never intended to be, let me tell you all about my life. These are always intended to be like, here's a real girl talking about her real, you know, life experience. And here's how it might be something you would see in your life. But I would say, you know, just know, you know, I looked down the barrel of 40 thinking I was going into truly one of the worst times of my life and feeling pretty lost and pretty scared and pretty disappointed in myself. Like, I didn't know how I'd gotten there. Not New York. You know, New York was great. My job was great. Like, nothing, that was all great. Like, on paper, it all looked very, very good. But I can tell you inside, it was not great. And so if you're listening to this podcast today and you're either just unsure of your future or you feel like you've plateaued or you feel like you're at cruising altitude and there's no newness ahead of you, or if you're really low and if you're really like, what the heck is going on in my life and how did I get here? I truly want you to know, like, you can turn this around. There is absolutely nothing. There is no, like, there's no expiration date on you. And there's no expiration date. Like, there's no window of opportunity for you to create the life you always wanted or to take the life you have and do some really cool new stuff with it. or to even like find new sides of you. You know, one of my favorite thoughts is like, I think sometimes we tell ourselves a story like, well, this is just who I am, right? But no, you're not. Because you could just wake up tomorrow and be like, you know what? I know for 50 years I've been like this, but it's not really working for me. Or maybe it has been, but it's not really working for me anymore. So I'm going to try this. And that's really cool. And even if you are not in like a down place like I was, or feeling like you've plateaued like I just kind of assumed 40 was, or you know, if you're not maybe in like such a negative or even like a flat place, maybe things are going great. But also like it's just kind of cool to know that like even when you think things are really good, like you can do some cool stuff and make them even better. So that was a look back on 40. It was a really cool blog post. It was one of my favorites for sure. And it was just a really magical year. And to be honest, 41 so far is shaping up to meet or exceed 40, which is so cool. So as always, my Sips of Sunshine friends, thanks for listening. And you know, I try to like picture you right now. I try to picture what you're doing or where you are. If you have this on your computer sitting at your desk and you're listening, or if you have headphones in and you're, you know, walking, or maybe it's in your car and you're listening to it while you drive to work. Like, I just want you to know that like it's super cool that you're listening, and whatever's going on in your life, like you're doing really cool stuff and your life is meaningful. I think it's funny, right? I think sometimes we believe in other people more than we believe in ourselves. But wherever you are and whatever you're doing, there's literally nothing you can't do. So thanks again, everybody, and have a really great day. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
You've just listened to the Sips of Sunshine podcast with your host, Amy Ogden. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Google Play, and be sure to visit sipsofsunshine.com for more inspiration. See you at the next episode.